Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hi, Fred Nelson for a community comment. Plans for change on H&I Street in the city of Eureka really turned into a hot-button item at the last city council meeting. The first two options would be reducing the three lanes presently used to two lanes, with the addition of bicycle lanes. Option 1's estimated cost is $3.1 million, and Option 2's estimated cost is $7.7 million, which includes landscaping. Option 3 would improve F and G streets with an estimated cost of $2.9 million and would not include H and I. The City Council voted for Option 1, the $3.1 million narrowing to two lanes with the addition of bike lanes. The Council could not wait, for some reason, and extend and allow the public an additional hearing. There is no funding included for maintenance once the project is finished, according to Councilwoman Brady. H and I streets have been the main arteries for north-south travel across the city for many years. There is the usual talk about traffic calming and safety for pedestrians and bicyclists. When you mix them up with motorists, you only add to the safety problem. When there is an emergency taking place in the southern half of the city, what happens? You see the emergency vehicles from downtown headed out on H Street, as it provides the fastest response time when lives are in danger. As does I Street, when emergency vehicles back up emergencies taking place in the north. There is no other route that comes close to what is needed. Just because the traffic counters don't register record traffic, there's no excuse to slow down the travel time of a cross-town motorist. What has the city done to correct the problem of speed? I seldom see a police car monitoring speeds on either H or I, but there are officers being assigned to police the city's parks and trails. The City Council is more concerned with making it as comfortable as possible for marijuana users and the homeless than the true safety of its citizens. Carefully study the candidates for the next upcoming city election. We need a new City Council badly. The present crew leaves a lot to be desired. I know that you can't replace all council members in one fell swoop, but you can at least plan for the future and try and keep the present council members from doing any more damage to the city of Eureka. Another thing that galls me is grant money being referred to as free money. It seems as though tax money, after being handled by politicians and bureaucrats, changes its form to grant money. The ordinary citizen takes his hard-earned money and pays his taxes only to have that money used at the whim of the politician and his or her cronies. Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.